Take your Bibles and turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4, please.
大家如果手边有圣经的话，拿出来到翻到以弗所书第四章。
Right now, all three of our children are playing soccer, and it's keeping us very busy, but we're having a good time.
现在我的三个孩子都在踢足球，然后虽然是很忙碌，但是也是能够也很有意思。
When younger kids play, they're going to do some silly things, and you just have to sort of enjoy it and laugh.
小朋友踢足球的时候，他们可能会做一些很搞笑的事情，可是你就很享受。
But if a professional soccer player did the same thing, it wouldn't be funny at all.
但是如果说是一个专业的足球员这样做同样的事情，你就不是那么好笑了。
The reason is because you'd expect professionals to be more skilled and be more mature.
因为你期待专业球员更有技巧，也更成熟。
We all recognize the importance of physical, mental, and social maturity, but we should also recognize the importance of spiritual maturity.
我们都知道身体、心灵和社交成熟的重要性，但是我们今天要来分享这个属灵的成熟。
And that's the goal of this passage: spiritual maturity, growth.
这就是今天的这个经节的主要重点，就是这个属灵的成熟、成长。
How do we mature in our lives individually?
我们如何个人来达到灵命的成熟？
And how do we mature together as a church?
我们怎么样以教会的立场来达到灵命的成熟？
Well, our passage this morning, Ephesians 4, 7 to 16, shows us a path toward maturity.
今天早上的经文，以弗所书四章七到十六节，就告诉我们这个怎么样的道路，成熟的道路。
And this shows us that unity plus diversity equals maturity.
这边讲就是合一加上多元就是成熟。
As we work through these verses, I want to highlight for you four components of spiritual maturity.
在这个经节里面有四个这个成熟这个属灵成熟的部分。
Now let's read together Ephesians 4, 7 to 16.
我们看到这个以弗所四章七到十六节。我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐，所以经上说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。既说升上，岂不是先降在地下吗？那降下的就是远升诸天之上，要充满万有的。他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着身体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
So the first component for spiritual maturity that I want you to see is this, the prerequisite for maturity, and that's diverse gifts of grace.
首先第一个成熟的要件是成熟的先决条件是多元的恩典礼物。
A couple months ago, I preached on Ephesians 4, 1 to 6 here in the Mandarin service.
在过一部几个月前我有在这边分享以弗所书四章一到六节。
And those verses emphasize unity.
这些经文一到六节是着重在合一。
Ephesians 4:3 says that we need to be eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit.
第三节讲到竭力保守圣灵所赐的合一。
And the verses 4-6 said, verses 4-6 use the word one 7 times to emphasize this.
四到六节里面用一这个字用了七次。
One body, one Spirit, one Lord, one faith, and so on.
一个身体，一个圣灵，一主等等。
So there is this perfect unity.But our passage reminds us that there is not uniformity, instead there's diversity.
这是完美的合一，但是并不表示是统一的，反而是多元的意思。
So that's why verse 7 starts out with, but grace was given to each one of us.
所以第七节他一开始的时候说，我们个人蒙恩，中英文里面有 but 这个字。
The Greek here is very clear and emphatic. It says, to each one of us.
在希腊原文里面讲得很清楚，指的是我们每一个人。
So before I said one, 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 but to each one of us, there's different gifts.
在前面这个经节之前一直说合一合一合一，一直到这个地方说我们每一个人。
Each individual received grace, it says, according to the measure of Christ's gift.
我们每个人照着基督所量给个人的恩赐。
The word grace in this context refers to diverse spiritual gifts.
这个蒙恩的恩指的是我们每个人属灵的恩赐。
So though we have unity in Christ, we also have diverse gifts in Christ's body.
所以我们有主里的合一，也有在 主中所领受的恩赐。
Now it's easy to misunderstand the purpose of spiritual gifts.
很多时候会误解属灵恩赐的目的。
Dr. Michael Spiegel, he's a theology professor at Dallas Theological Seminary, he said this, spiritual gifts are not what the Spirit gives you, they're what the Spirit gives to the church through you.
一个达斯神学院的神学教授他曾经这么说，属灵恩赐不是圣灵赐给你的，是圣灵透过你赐给教会的。
Your gifts are not for you.
你的恩赐不是给你的。
They're for others in the church.
是给教会其他人的。
So in order for there to be maturity, there must be unity.
所以为了达到成熟必须要有合一
but not uniformity.
不是统一
there must be a diversity within the unity.
在合一中必须要有多元
this is the same in any organization or any sports team.
这也是在许多的不管是任何的机构或是运动的队伍里面都一样
the same is even true of course in the church.
当然在教会里面也是同样的道理
just consider one of Paul's favorite metaphors for the church, a body.
想一想保罗最喜欢用来形容教会的一个比喻就是用身体。
There's one body, that's unity.
这是一个身体是一个合一的意思。
But it says there's many parts, and that's diversity.
但是有很多肢体就表示很多的多元。
And we need both.
我们两个都需要。
Your foot is not the same as your hand.
我们脚跟手不一样。
That's a good thing.
这个是好事。
Your eye is not the same as your ear, and that's a good thing.
眼睛跟耳朵不一样这是好事。
There's diversity of function, but there's unity of purpose.
在功能上多元，在目的上合一。
And that leads to growth and maturity for the whole body.
这两者会让身体成熟并且渐长。
That's true for your body, and that's also true for Christ's body, the church.
对你的身体，对基督的身体，教会来讲都是一样。
Within our church, we have different people with different spiritual gifts and abilities.
在教会里面，我们有不同的人，有不同的属灵恩赐。
Different strengths and weaknesses.
不同的强项或弱项
different cultural backgrounds,
不同文化背景
different ages,
不同年龄
different experiences,
不同经验
different preferences,
不同的偏好
and sometimes our differences can cause tensions and misunderstandings.
有些时候我们的不同会造成张力或是误解
There'd be less difficulties if we all thought the same way.
如果我们都一模一样的话可能就没有这种困扰
But we would also be less mature and less like Christ.
但是就越不成熟，也越不像基督。
Others don't have to be like you to be more useful to God.
别人不需要和你一样，来为主所用。
You don't have to be like others in order to be more useful to God.
你也不需要和别人一样来为主所用。
Maybe you should be more like Pastor Daniel to be more useful to God.
可能要更像叶牧师一点。
But it's by God's wise design that there is diversity and unity in the body of Christ.
但是这是在身体里面的多元和合一是神智慧的设计。
That's why it says, but grace was given to each one of us.
这就是为什么在第七节讲到我们个人蒙恩。
God has made you the way you are so that you can serve the church in a way that no one else can.
神如此造你是因为能够让你在以独一无二的方式服侍教会。
So be the most Christ-like version of you that you can be.
所以我鼓励你成为最有基督形象的样子来服侍教会。
There are many different gifts and many different needs in the body of Christ.
身体里面有许多不同的恩赐和不同的需要。
And so no one person is better than another.
没有一个人比其他人强。
Every gift, every person is needed and is irreplaceable in the body of Christ.
每个人每个恩赐在身体里面都是重要而且不可取代的。
Maybe you're wondering, well, how do I know what my spiritual gift is?
你可能在想说，我怎么样了解我的属灵恩赐呢
？Some people have created spiritual gift tests to help you figure out what your spiritual gift is.
有些人就发明了这个属灵恩赐评量表。
Don't waste your time.
不要浪费时间了。
Three steps to find your spiritual gift.
有三步，我建议你。
Serve wherever there's a need.
哪里有需要就服侍。
Help with what you're good at.
以你在行的方面服侍。
And do what you love.
以你所爱的服事。
If you find something that fits all three, praise God.
如果你找到一件事情，这个三样都符合，感谢主。
If only two, give it a try.
如果说是两项的话，那也试试看。
If only one, go for it anyway.
如果说即使一样还是去做
And see what the Lord does.
看看结果如何
See how people encourage you.
看看别人怎么样的能够来鼓励你
Maybe you find out you're actually pretty good at that.
你可能发现说我其实这方面的还蛮有恩赐的
Or maybe somebody tells you, maybe you should try something different.
可能有些人告诉你说你可能或许要试试其他的服事
The point is, it's not about you, but about serving others.
重点不是在你，而是在怎么样服侍别人。
And keep in mind, every gift that's listed in the New Testament is also a command.
大家要知道，新约里面所列的属灵恩赐，同时也是命令。
So make obedience your goal, regardless of your gift.
不管是不是你的恩赐，都把顺服当成你的目标。
Just because you don't have the gift of evangelism doesn't mean that you don't need to evangelize.
没有传福音的恩赐，不代表你就可以不传福音。
Just because you don't have the gift of encouragement doesn't mean you can go around discouraging people.
没有鼓励恩赐的人，不代表你到处可以让人灰心丧气。
Now let's look briefly at verses 8 to 10.
到接下来的八到十节。
It says, therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower regions of the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens.That he might fill all things.
他升上高天的时候，掳掠仇敌，将各样恩赐赏赐给人，竟说上升上，岂不先降在地下吗？那降下的就是远升于诸天之上，要充满万有的。
Now this is fascinating, but I can only give you some brief highlights.
这句话其实是太棒了，可是我只能稍微讲一下它的这个重点。
Verse 8 is a loose quotation of Psalm 68, verse 18.
第八节是一个诗篇六十八章十八节约略的引用。
But Psalm 68:18 says that God receives gifts among men, and Ephesians 4:8 says God gave gifts to men.
诗篇里面讲到说神受了贡献，但是这个地方以弗所书这边是说神赏赐给个人。
I'll try to explain why there's a change.
我来解释为什么会有这样子的不同。
Psalm 68 is about God as the divine warrior who triumphs over his enemies on behalf of his people.
诗篇里面讲到是神是一个神圣的战士，带领他的百姓击败了仇敌。
And Psalm 68 ends in verse 35 by saying that God gives power and strength to his people.
诗篇在六十八篇在最后，他也有讲到神将他的力量和能力给了他的百姓。
So in Ephesians 4:8, Paul quotes Psalm 68:18.But he's actually pointing to the whole context of Psalm 68.
所以在以弗所书这边，他虽然看起来像是粗略的引用这一节十八节，但是其实是引用整章的意义。
Christ is that divine warrior of Psalm 68 who defeats the enemies of his people through the cross and the resurrection, and then he gives them gifts, spiritual gifts to men.
基督就是诗篇六十八篇的战士，以十字架和复活战胜了仇敌，并将属灵的恩赐给了众人。
And then in verses 9 and 10 of Ephesians, Paul shows why Psalm 68 refers specifically to Christ and not just to God generically.
所以在第九到第十节里面，保罗指出这边特别是指的是基督，并不是只是泛指神。
Paul is saying that if God descended in Psalm 68, if God ascended in Psalm 68, it means that at some point he had to have descended in order to accomplish the victory.
他这边在讲到说，既然说升上，不是要先降下来吗？
That descension happened in the incarnation, crucifixion, and burial of Christ.
这个降下来就是在基督道成肉身受难埋葬。
So Christ descended in order to accomplish the victory, and then ascended and gave gifts.
所以基督降下来做成得胜的功，上升来赐恩赐给我们。
The entirety of Psalm 68 is fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
诗篇六十八篇整篇在基督里面就完成了。
So those diverse gifts of grace.Are a prerequisite to maturity.
所以基督给我们每一个人这些这么多恩赐是我们这个成熟的首要条件。
That is the first component of spiritual maturity.
这就是属灵成熟的第一要件。
But Paul continues and highlights some specific and special gifts that God gives to the church.
保罗接着强调一些神给教会的特别恩赐。
And that is the second element about maturity.
就是成熟的第二要件。
The model for maturity.Leaders equipping the saints.
成熟的模范，领袖装备圣徒。
The model for maturity is leaders equipping the saints.
领袖装备圣徒。
Look at verse 11.
在第十一节，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
In addition to giving gifts of grace to individual believers, he also gave gifts to the church.
他除了给每个信徒属灵的恩赐，他也赐给整个教会恩赐。
Now, what were these gifts? They were apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers.
这些恩赐是什么呢？使徒、先知、传福音的牧师、教师。
I know you already know this, but that means Pastor Daniel is a gift to you from God.
我知道你们已经晓得，但是叶牧师是我们教会的礼物，是我们的恩赐。
So these gifts, apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers. Let's talk about each one.
我们来分别讲这每一个。
The apostles were personally appointed as Jesus' authorized representatives.
使徒是神所授权的代表，拥有基督的全备的权柄来教导。
So they taught with the full authority of Christ.
所以他们是有基督的权柄。
God gave them new revelation.
神给他们新的启示。
And that new revelation is recorded for us in the New Testament.
在新约里面所记载的。
And that was such an important role that God authenticated their status as authoritative apostles by giving them the power to perform miracles.
这个角色太重要了，神认可他们有权柄使徒身份，并且给他们行神迹的能力。
The prophets, on the other hand, were those who spoke forth the truth of God.
先知是讲述神真理的人。
Sometimes this truth was given to them directly from God as revelation.
有些时候这些真理是神直接给他们的。
And other times they were simply explaining and declaring what God had already revealed through the scriptures or through the apostles.
有些时候是他们解释或宣讲神在经文中所启示的真理。
Now, generally speaking, there were a very limited number of apostles in the New Testament, and they moved from city to city.
一般来说，这个使徒的数量很少，所以他们在圣经里面说，他们从一个城市到另外一个城市造访。
They would preach and establish new churches.
他们教导并且建立教会。
And generally speaking, the prophets would stay in a city and continued strengthening and establishing those churches after the apostles left.
一般而言，先知比较倾向在使徒离开后，在一个城市里面继续教导。
So Ephesians 2:20 says that the apostles and the prophets were foundational for the church.
所以在以弗所书二章二十节里面教导我们，使徒和先知是教会的基础。
The truths that God revealed through the apostles and prophets formed the foundation of the church.
神透过给他们的启示，成为教会的基石。
And after that foundational period of the church was complete, there's no longer a need for apostles and prophets.
在教会的基础打好之后，就没有使徒和先知的需要了。
I'm not an expert in construction.
我不是建筑的专家。
But a foundation only needs to be laid once.
但是基础只需要打一次。
In the early church, they had apostles and prophets, but they didn't have a complete New Testament.
在这个早期教会的时候有使徒先知，但是他们那时候并没有全备的新约圣经。
Today we have a complete New Testament and Old Testament, and so we no longer need apostles and prophets.
今天我们有全备的圣经，新约、旧约，所以我们不需要使徒和先知。
But what about evangelists and shepherds and teachers?
那传福音的牧师和教师这三个职位呢？
I think the best way to understand evangelists is not necessarily someone who shares the gospel really, really well.
传福音的这个解释并不是说能够把福音讲得很好的人。
An evangelist is more like a missionary or a church planter.
传福音的人比较像是一个宣教士或是职堂者。
He goes to a region where there are no believers and then preaches the gospel and makes disciples until a church is established.
他到一个福音尚未到达之处来宣讲福音，让人做门徒，直到教会建立。
And then that evangelist might stay, or he might pick up and move to another location where there's no believers and no church.
然后这个人，传福音的人可能会待在那个地方，或是继续到下一个没有信徒或教会的地方传讲福音。
So an evangelist is like an apostle, except that he's not receiving or giving new revelation from God.
所以传福音的人就像是使徒，只是他们不是不接受或是传讲神新的这个启示。
And then next, Christ gave shepherds and teachers.
接下来我们看到牧师和教师。
These terms are closely connected.
这两个词是息息相关的。
Pastor literally means a shepherd.
牧师指的就是牧羊人。
These shepherds and teachers stayed in churches that had been established in order to shepherd God's people and teach God's word.
这个牧者和教师待在已经被建立的教会，牧养神的羊群。
So these shepherds and teachers are like the prophets, except that they don't receive new revelation from God either.
这些牧师和教师就像是先知一样，只是他们没有接受神新的启示。
So apostles and prophets were foundational offices that established the church.
所以使徒和先知是基督首先为教会所打的基础。
We no longer have apostles and prophets, but we do have evangelists who plant churches and pastors and teachers who strengthen and mature those churches.
我们今天已经没有使徒和先知，但是我们有传福音的人建立教会，有教师和牧师建立这些教会。
Now, what you need to understand is this. Christ does not give the evangelists, and in particular, the shepherds and teachers, so that they would do all the ministry.
大家要知道，基督把这些人赐给教会，并不是让他们来做所有的事情。
No, Christ gives these men as gifts to the church so that they would equip the saints and so that the saints can do the work of ministry.
神把这些职位赐给教会作为恩赐，所以说他们能够装备圣徒，让圣徒来做圣工。
Look again at verses 11 and 12 together.
我们看十一十二节，他所赐的有使徒，有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
So you see, Paul was not supposed to do everything for the Ephesians.
保罗和以弗所的他的工作并不是要做所有的事情。
And neither were their other leaders supposed to do everything.
这以弗所其他领袖也不是来做所有的事工。
The pastors and teachers had to equip and train the believers in the church to do the work of ministry.
这些牧师和教师他们是以装备训练教会的信徒，让他们来做事工。
This word equip in Ephesians 4:12 is used in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 also.
这个装备或是成全这个字在十二节里面，在提摩太后书里面也有提到。
It says there all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be equipped for every good work.
提摩太后书三章十六十七节，圣经都是神所默示的，与教训督责，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
So saints are equipped through the word of God.
所以圣徒透过神的话语受装备。
And that's why all those offices, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, those are all teaching offices.
所以才有这四个职位，使徒、先知、教师、牧师，这些都是教导的职位。
Equipping comes through the word of God.
用神的话语来装备圣徒。
And as you come to church on Sunday, you're filled up with the word of God.
我们来主日来到教会的时候，我们被神的话充满。
You're challenged by the word of God.
我们被神的话挑战。
You're encouraged by the word of God.
我们被神的话鼓励。
And then when you leave, you are equipped to go out and do the work of ministry.
当你离开的时候，你就被装备来做神的事工。
So as you come and learn to be equipped, don't just be a consumer.
所以你当知道你已经被装备的时候，不要只是当个消费者。
Make sure you're taking that truth and then going out to do the work of ministry.
请确保将这些真理应用在事工上面。
Whether that's shepherding your children,
不管是牧养你的儿女，
discipling a new believer,
为初信者门徒训练，
or evangelizing your neighbor,
或是向你的邻居传福音。
And by the way, this is why the church gathering is not first and primarily an evangelistic time.
这就是为什么在教会聚会的时候，主要并不是传福音的时候。
We're thankful when unbelievers come.
我们很感恩，如果说我们中间有慕道的朋友来的时候，我们很感恩。
But the goal of this time is to first worship God.
但是主日的时间首先是敬拜神。
And then to equip the saints.
然后装备圣徒。
We gather to worship, and we scatter to witness.
我们群聚的时候敬拜神，分散的时候见证神。
So you come to be equipped so that you can go out and evangelize.
我们一同来的时候来受装备，然后分散的时候来见证神。
So as you are equipped,
我们受了装备的时候，
are you actively participating in the church to encourage others?
你有没有积极参与教会并且鼓励其他人呢？
You have a diverse gift of grace and God wants you to use it.
你有着基督赐给你的多元恩赐，你需要用来鼓励别人。
No part of the body is irreplaceable. No part of the body is replaceable.
身体没有一个部分是可以被取代的。
Every part is needed.
每一个弟兄姐妹肢体都是需要的。
You are needed.
你是被需要的。
So come to the church with the mindset that you want to encourage someone else while you're here.
来到教会，我们有的心态就是要来鼓励人的。
And as you get ready for church, pray for opportunities and ask God to fill your heart with love so you're ready to serve.
当你来教会的时候，向神祷告，求他充满你的心，赐给你机会，让你随时随地来服事。
This is the model of how God designed the church to grow.
这就是神设计让教会成长的计划。
The model for maturity is for leaders to equip the saints for ministry.
也就是领袖装备圣徒来做事工。
The third component of spiritual maturity is this.
第三个要件。
The benefits of maturity.
成熟益处。
Spiritual stability and discernment.
属灵的稳定和辨别力。
Maybe you're wondering, well, what's the benefit? What's the benefit of spiritual maturity?Why is this something we should strive for? Why does Paul write about this?
你可能想说，为什么这个属灵的恩赐 的艺术是什么呢？为什么保罗在这边特别要花这个篇幅来讲
？Look at verse 13.
在第十三节，直到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Now it says here there are three goals that are all closely related.
这三个目标其实都是很息息相关的。
It says that we want to attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
第一个是在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子。
It says to a mature manhood.
得以长大成人是第二个。
And to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
满有基督长成的身量是第三个。
So the first goal speaks of unity in faith and knowledge.
第一个目标是在真道上和知识上同归于一。
In Ephesians 4:3, we were commanded to preserve or maintain unity.
在以弗所书第四章三节，我们看到要竭力保守合一。
Here it says that the purpose of ministry is to attain to this unity.
我们在这边看到事工的目的是达到这个合一。
So there's a sense in which we have unity already, but we still need to pursue more unity.
所以这个意思是，即使我们有了合一，但是仍然要追求合一。
And this unity, it says, is based on having the same faith and knowledge of the Son of God.
这合一是根基于同样的信仰和对基督的知识。
The aim is that we would, by searching the scriptures, that we would arrive at the same conclusions.
我目的是要透过查考经文达到这个结论。
That we would sharpen and refine each other's beliefs and convictions.
我们也彼此砥砺我们的信仰和信念。
It says the second goal is to attain to mature manhood.
第二个目标是长大成人。
And this is the opposite of being a child or infant, as we'll see in the next verse.
当然是看下面一节看到这个婴孩是做对比。
And third, this unity and maturity, it says, is measured against the full stature of Christ.
第三个是满有基督长成的身量。
In other words, the standard of maturity is not ourselves.
换句话说，成熟的标准不是我们自己。
It's not a goal that we make for ourselves.
也不是我们自己定的目标。
It's not anyone else.
也不是别人。
Our standard is Christ.
我们的标准是基督。
Individually, we are to be like Christ.
我们每一个人，个人要像基督。
And corporately, together as a church, we're to be like Christ.
我们整个教会也要像基督。
It's a very high calling.
这个是一个很高的一个目标。
But the outcome of this maturity, the benefit of this maturity is found in verse 14.
这个成熟的益处是在第十四节里面，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术。被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
So what this is saying is the benefit of maturity is spiritual stability and discernment.
所以成熟的益处是属灵的稳定和辨别力。
Spiritual stability and discernment.
属灵的稳定和辨别力。
When you're young and immature like a child.
当你年轻不成熟像个孩子的时候。
You're easily swayed by the waves of life.
很容易被生命中的浪潮所摇摆。
You can have extreme spiritual highs and extreme spiritual lows.
可能有很高的属灵高峰，也有很低的低谷。
But as a believer, over time, those extremes even out to a consistent, though not perfect, growth in Christ.
经年累月之后呢，这些高山低谷慢慢成为在基督里稳定持恒的成长。
So there's a stability that comes when you mature.
所以当我们成熟的时候，就会有这个稳定。
But this maturity is not just stability, it's also discernment.
不只是稳定，还有辨别力。
That you can discern truth from error.
能够辨别真伪。
It's amazing how often the Bible talks about false teaching.
在圣经里面讲到假教师，常常讲到假教师。
The immature and naive assume that anyone who claims to be a pastor is speaking the truth.
不成熟和天真人假设所有牧师讲的都是真理。
But the mature and the discerning test what is being said.Against Scripture.
但是成熟有辨别力的人能够以圣经来检验。
Notice the words that Paul uses here.
保罗在这边用什么字呢？
Cunning, craftiness, deceitful.
诡计、欺骗、诈欺。
See, error is deceptive.
错误通常是诡计多端的。
No one comes to you and says, "Hey, I'm going to give you some false teaching that may lead to your eternal destruction."
不会有假教师来跟你说，哎，我要给你一些假的教导，最后会把你带入灭亡。
It's deceitful.
他们就是欺骗的。
It's cunning.
有很多诡计的。
And as you mature, you need to develop spiritual discernment.
当你成熟的时候，你必须要培养这种辨别力。
So we've talked about here the prerequisite for maturity, which is diverse gifts of grace.
我们讲到成熟的先决条件就是多元的恩典礼物。
And we've talked about the model for maturity, leaders equipping the saints.
成熟的模范就是领袖装备圣徒。
And we've talked about the benefits of maturity, spiritual stability and discernment.
成熟的益处就是属灵的稳定和辨别。
And lastly, the fourth component of maturity.
最后一点，第四点。
The means for maturity.
就达到成熟的方式。
Speaking the truth in love.
凭爱心说诚实话。
The means for maturity, speaking the truth in love.
达到成熟方式，凭爱心说诚实话。
So pastors and teachers are supposed to equip the saints.
牧师和教师要装备圣徒。
And the saints are to do the work of ministry.
然后圣徒要做事工。
So how exactly do they do this ministry?
他们应该怎么做呢？
We'll look at verse 15.
在十五节里面有写，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
So it says here, you are to speak the truth in love to one another.
既然我们凭爱心说诚实话，
you are equipped with the word of God. That's the truth.
我们装备了神的话语，这个就是实话，真实的。
And then you're to speak this truth to one another.
我们又对彼此说这些实话。
And you are to do so with love.
要凭着爱心来说。
This doesn't mean you have to preach or stand in front of a classroom.
这并不表示说你必须要在教室前面来教导。
But it means you should be learning the word of God in any way you can, and then sharing it in any way that you can.
但是这表示你必须要学习神的话，并且尽可能的来分享神的话。
And maybe that means you are teaching them truth one-on-one with a friend.
这可能表示你和朋友一对一的交谈。
Maybe you're teaching the Bible to your children.
可能你对你的孩子在教圣经。
Maybe you're sharing the gospel with an unbeliever.
可能你和未信者来分享圣经。
In some way, you need to be speaking the truth.In love.
在某些程度，你必须要凭爱心说诚实话。
This is an expectation for all believers.
这是对所有信徒的期待。
This isn't a matter of personality or gifting.
这和你的个性和恩赐无关。
It's a matter of faithfulness and obedience.
这和你是否顺服有关。
Now the passage says that we are to speak the truth in love.
我们这边看到说凭爱心。
And this is an important balance.
这是一个很重要的一个平衡。
You can't love someone without eventually, at some point, speaking the truth to them.
你不可能爱一个人，永远不跟他说实话。
And you must not merely speak the truth to them without a genuine desire for their well-being.
你对别人说实话，心中也不可能完全没有爱。
No one likes a truth-only person.
没有人喜欢只讲实话的人。
They're harsh and they're cold.
让人感觉很刻薄，很冷漠。
But no one is really helped by a love-only person.
但是一个只讲爱的人也没有办法帮助别人。
Because they'll never speak the truth.
因为他们永远不讲实话。
We need to speak the truth in love.
我们要凭爱心说实话。
Sometimes people talk about this in terms of grace and truth.
有些时候人们用恩典和真理来形容这样子的一个情况。
Right? Jesus was full of grace and truth.
耶稣基督充满着恩典和真理。
But we all tend to fail in one or the other.
我们有时候就是顾此失彼。
And we need to grow in being both.
我们在两者都要成长。
Truth and grace.
恩典和真理。
Speaking the truth in love.
凭爱心说实话。
On this topic of being full of grace and truth, Pastor Kevin DeYoung says this.
在这个恩典和真理的主题上Kevin DeYoung 也说过。
Something is wrong if everyone loves you. Or sorry. Something is wrong if everyone hates you.
如果所有人都讨厌你，表示你有问题。
And something is probably just as wrong if everyone loves you.
但是如果所有人都喜欢你，那你有着同样严重的问题。
Which one do you struggle with?
你在挣扎哪一个呢？
Which one do you tend towards?
你在这个光谱中间哪一个方面摆荡呢？
As we grow in maturity, we want to grow in both.
我们希望能够在真理和恩典都能够一起成长。
Perhaps a helpful exercise this afternoon is to ask someone who knows you well, am I a truth person or more of a grace person?
或许今天下午可以做一个练习，你问一个熟识你的人说，我是一个真理的人还是恩典的人？
What are some ways I can grow to be both?
我用什么样的方式可以在这两方面都成长？
So friends, we must speak the truth in love.
我们必须要凭爱心说诚实话。
And we need one another.
我们需要彼此。
We're all a little different and that's okay.
我们都有一点点不一样，那这是没问题的。
If you're a grace person, thank God for the truth people.
如果你是一个充满恩典的人，要为神感谢那些说实话的人。
If you're a truth person, thank God for the grace people.
如果你喜欢多说实话，你要为神感谢那些充满恩典的人。
We're better together.
我们在一起能够更好。
And thank God that not everyone is like you.
感谢主，不是所有人都像你我。
So ministry is not about programs. Ministry is about people.
事工不是节目计划，事工是人。
It's not about filling a position.
不是把位置填满。
It's about building relationships.
是来建造关系。
And in these relationships, we speak the truth in love.
在这些关系里面，我们就是用凭爱心说诚实话。
And as we do, we will grow, we will be built up, we will mature.
我们这样做的时候，我们会成长，会被建造，我们也会更成熟。
Now let's finish our passage and look at verse 16.
我们来看最后一节十六节，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
So it says here that the body of Christ is joined and held together by every joint.
所以这边讲到说，基督的身体百节各按其职连在一起。
No joint is left out. No joint is unnecessary.
没有一节被遗忘或是被或是不需要的。
Every part's working together.
身体所有的部分都是要一起的。
Christ gave each a diverse gift.
也基督给我们每一个人多元的恩赐。
And each gift is needed.
每个恩赐都是必须的。
What happens when every part of the body is working properly?
我们身体每个部分都各司其职会怎么样呢？
It says the body grows.
身体就会渐长。
It builds itself up in love.
也在爱中建造。
Every part needs the rest of the body.
每个身体每个部分都需要其他部分。
And every part is needed by the rest of the body.
每个部分也被其他部分所需要。
To be a part of the body of Christ is to commit yourself to one another.
身为基督身体一部分就是要彼此委身。
And really, this is what we call church membership.
这也就是我们所谓的教会会员。
Membership is not just a formality.
会员不只是一个形式。
It's not just a matter of who can vote.
不只是说谁可以投票。
It's not just saying, hey, now you get to come to the annual meeting.
不是说你现在可以来这个事务年会。
Membership is a matter of belonging to and committing to one another.
会员是一个归属和彼此委身的表现。
When you join the church, you're saying, I need you and I'll help you.
当你加入一个教会的时候，你说我需要你，我也可以帮助你。
When you refuse to join a church, you're saying, I don't need you and I won't help you.
当你拒绝加入教会的时候，你说我不需要你，我也不愿意帮助你。
Saying I don't need you is proud.
说我不需要你是骄傲的。
And saying I won't help you is selfish.
说我不愿意帮助你，这是自私的。
But when we humbly and selflessly commit ourselves to a church, and when we use our gifts to love one another, the Bible says that we build up the church.
但是当我们谦卑无私的在教会里面委身，并且使用我们的恩赐来彼此相爱，圣经说我们就在建造教会。
Verse 16 says, the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, it makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love.
在16节讲到全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
It says, the whole body makes the whole body grow.
他在讲全身让身体渐渐增长。
Not just one part makes the body grow.
不是身体的某一个部分让身体成长。
Not just the pastors and teachers make the body grow.
不是牧师和教师让身体成长。
Not just the translators make the body grow.
不是翻译的人让身体成长。
The whole body makes the body grow.
全身让身体成长。
How?
怎么样做到呢？
As we use the diverse gifts that Christ has given us.
我们使用基督所赐的多元恩赐的时候。
You don't need to be like anyone else.
你不需要和别人一样。
You just need to be the most Christ-like version of you.
你只需要成为最像基督的样式。
And then you serve faithfully.
然后你忠心的服侍。
You speak the truth in love.
你用爱心说诚实话。
And as you do this, we will mature individually and as a church.
当我们这么做的时候，我们个人会成熟，我们教会也会成熟。
So the prerequisite for maturity is diverse gifts of grace.
所以成熟的先决条件是多元的恩典礼物。
The model for maturity, leaders who equip the saints.
成熟的模范是领袖装备圣徒。
The benefits of maturity, spiritual stability and discernment.
成熟的益处是属灵的稳定和辨别。
And the means for maturity, speaking the truth in love.
达到成熟的方式就是凭爱心说诚实话。
Unity plus diversity equals maturity.
合一加上多元等于成熟。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你的话语。
It's clear.
很清楚。
It's relevant.
和我们生命有关。
And it helps us to know how to love you.
也让教导我们怎么样爱你。
Father, I pray that you would help us to take these words to heart.
求主把这些话语真的是让我们藏在心中。
Help us to say to one another, I need you and I'll help you.
让我们对彼此说，我需要你，并且我会帮助你。
Would you cause every part of the body of Christ to use their gift for one another?
求主激励我们身体每个肢体来建造基督的身子。
Help us to love one another with a sacrificial love.
让我们用牺牲的爱来彼此相爱。
Help us to do this so that Christ would be put on display in our church.
我们如此做，基督就在我们教会里面彰显。
Help us to put aside sin as a body of Christ.
让我们把罪都脱去。
Help us to be holy and humble.
帮助我们成圣并且帮助我们谦卑。
And Father, we thank you for the pastors and teachers that you give to our church.
我们感谢你赐给教会的教师和牧师。
Help us to be equipped with your word.
帮助我们帮助他们来建造在装备圣徒用神的话语。
Help us to be faithful to build up the body.
帮助这些圣徒来建造神的身体。
And even as we thank you for the pastors and teachers you give us, we pray for Pastor Daniel.
我们这时候为叶牧师来祷告。
We pray that you would comfort him and his family.
求主安慰他和他的家庭。
Would you give him peace in Christ?
求主赐平安，你的平安来给他。
Would you help him to know the love of Christ even through the love of this body?
让我们知道说爱基督就是爱他的身体。
Father, we thank you for this time together.
我们感谢我们相聚的时光。
We pray this in your son's name.
我们将祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.